Please pay careful attention, because this is a powerful message recorded for leading you based on the Word of God. Do not listen to it while driving a car or doing any other activity, because you may find yourself getting distracted or falling naturally under the power of the Holy Spirit. So, if you cannot give your undivided attention, just stop the recording now. I know that as you listen to this message, it will change you easily, gradually, or suddenly. You may find yourself changed, different, inside. So now, find a comfortable position. You can sit or lie down. You can relax, close your eyes, and enjoy. That means that now you can receive your healing little by little as the Word of God works in you. Pay attention. Now, as you are comfortably relaxed, your eyes may be closed, and as you pay careful attention and follow my words, they may gradually start to create the healing in you, in your body. While I am speaking the Word of God concerning your healing and for your healing, you can effortlessly receive your healing in Jesus' name now. Because I speak God's words to you, you may feel their power, God's great power, and receive. Because God's words created the world, right now they can naturally create a new reality in you. And for you, they can make your healing a reality for you. You may not realize how, but I know that the Word of God can penetrate deeply and easily into your being and reach deep into your heart, separating fleshy and spiritual thoughts and bringing in you new life, power, truth, and health. The Word of God is like a seed that I am planting in you. It grows roots in your heart. With time, it grows slowly, and suddenly it springs forth and it starts to produce effortlessly the healing, your healing, in your body. Without any effort on your part, you can receive because of the life and the power that are in the seed. The life of God and the power of God is in His Word. Relax, be still, and you will receive your healing. Therefore, now, while you are relaxed, you may find that you breathe deeply and slowly. And as you breathe slowly, it will help you to relax even more deeply, deeper and deeper. And as you relax, I know that you put your critical mind, your gatekeeper, to sleep. It will not resist the healing growing in you now. So be still and know that God is healing you now. You can listen carefully to my words with your heart and receive and take your healing. Now let go. Let God heal you, because you cannot heal yourself. You just open your heart and believe and receive God's word, God promises of healing. Because He is the Lord who heals you, be still and know it. You may feel something now. Or as you listen with your heart and begin to relax more deeply, you may start to feel something. Or you may not feel anything. It's okay. And something may start to happen within you. You may experience anywhere in your body, weakly, then more strongly. It could be a sensation of warmth or tingling, electricity, or something somewhere in your body, or just a different feeling that you were not feeling before. And it feels good. Focus on this feeling and know that something good is happening right now. And all this is good because it means that you are receiving more. Your heart is becoming more open to the Word of God than before, more receptive to His promises. It is a good thing when you start to receive something, even just a feeling. But this is more than a feeling now. Become aware of God's presence. God is here, now. He is everywhere, you know it, inside. You are in His presence. You can direct your attention to God's presence right now. He is always present. And now you can pay attention to His presence and receive more. And as you focus on His presence, it means that you present yourself to Him. He is omnipresent and brings His healing present to you. And because in His presence is fullness of joy, you receive His joy. And His joy is your strength. And as you feel His presence, then you receive joy and strength and healing from God right now. And all fear leaves you. Because He loves you, and in His love there is not fear. Fear cannot stay. You do not need to fear. And you may feel all fears leaving you and peace coming in you. Receive the gift of peace. Jesus said, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives." It's a different peace He gives. A peace no one can take away. You don't need to work for that peace. It's a gift from Jesus to you. Now you may feel it. You may feel it spreading into your being, from your heart to your body. It can be gentle or strong, but it fills you up, surrounds you, protects you and heals your heart, your mind, and your body. Jesus is your healer. Jesus is full of the Holy Spirit and power. He is full of compassion and love. Imagine what it would be like to be before Jesus now, to feel His anointing, the power of His love emanating from Jesus. Just imagine and see. He is coming to set you free, to heal you right now. And who the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus came to destroy all the works of the devil, including sickness, disease, pain, and finally death. Jesus is your healer, healing your heart, your mind, and your body. Jesus paid the price in your place. Jesus took your sins, the curse of the law, your sicknesses, and your pains. Jesus paid the price for your healing with His body and His life on the cross. By His stripes, you are healed now. He made it possible for you to receive from God. Praise God, be grateful, and receive. Take your healing now. Jesus is in you. His power works in every cell of your body. Remember when you let Jesus come into your heart. He came in, and right now the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you with His healing power in your heart, filling your body with His healing power, filling, soaking every organ, every bone, every muscle, every nerve, every cell of your body with healing virtue. Jesus' power, Jesus' healing power now. As He is in you, and you are in Him, and the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you now to give life to your mortal body, to all organs, to your cells, to heal you. Now, His life, His power are healing you. Your body is His body. You may feel something happening in you, in your body now. Symptoms may change because the anointing breaks the yoke. All symptoms go. All pain goes. If you felt pain, no pain can stay in you. But it melts away like butter sliding off you. The pain decreasing, less, less, less pain. All pain goes even now as the anointing in you increases. And you keep receiving, taking more, more and more healing, anointing, peace, strength, and joy. You are feeling better and better all the time. All symptoms disappear because of God's anointing. Tumors, stones, viruses, infections, pains, symptoms cannot stay in your body now. They are dying, melting, dissolving because of the anointing, God's anointing in you. They are becoming weaker and they are disintegrating, disappearing because of the anointing in you. And all your cells are stronger with life. Your antibody reject the invaders. Your blood cells attack them, fighting for you. And you become freer, better, stronger, healthier, every day, more and more. All things are possible as you believe and receive and take right now. All good things are coming from God the Father, and because of Jesus, they are yours to take. The healing continues. And it continues, goes on even after you finish listening with your heart this word of healing. Because the seed of healing stays in you, growing, operating, performing, healing for hours, days, weeks, months, forever. You feel better and better and better. And each time you hear this message, it will get deeper within you and stronger, and you will feel it more because its effect accumulates and grows each time. So listen to this message with your heart open daily, once, twice, or more times, to make the anointing, the healing, stronger, faster, and more effective. Be ready. If symptoms try to come back, listen again and again. Listen to reinforce the Word of God in your heart. Make the anointing, the effect, and the healing in your body stronger. From now, any time the doubt, fear, negative thoughts of disease or weakness come to you, they will trigger a reaction in you. And you will remember the healing anointing you have now. And that anointing will counteract all doubts, negative thoughts, and feelings. And it will release even more anointing and healing in your body. Now we can end. I planted the Word of God in you. How do you feel right now? Are you feeling stronger, better, more peaceful, more grateful? A little? A lot? Stay here. You can always choose to receive, to take, all the time. All things are possible as you believe. Remember, raise and be healed now in the name of Jesus. And now, take your time. Slowly stretch, then open your eyes. Get up, raise, and be healed. Go on with your day, having received something, refreshed, energized, feeling just wonderful, grateful for your healing that is growing in you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen.